time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm wet.
It's a little rainy today.
It should be too long, though, it doesn't look like.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to last too long, at least here for the morning hours. And then, who knows, it might come around again.
But. We'll see. One thing we do know is it's going to be a little chillier than it has been.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Over the next couple of days, apparently.
I have 58 today, 60 tomorrow, so yeah, pretty chilly.
Don't like that very much. Oh, well. We'll see if we can figure that out this morning. Hey, Brett is in the studio with us this morning. He'd like to get us started today by telling us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. I would like you to know that there is still a federal tax credit of up to $500 on the installation of new heating and cooling equipment, and it's certainly enough that you should be aware of that. However, we would like you to know that in some situations, it might not be to your advantage to purchase the type of equipment that would be required to meet government qualifications. At Camblin Plumbing and Heating, we take each and every home into its own and help you determine what system is really a payback and possibly which situation might not be. Several factors into your investment. That was a tough one. And at Camblin Plumbing and Heating, we do not take that very lightly. If you are in need of a heating and cooling equipment, rest assured, Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating will be on your side. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Can you do She Sells Seashells
no
by
way.
The seashore? I have to
no
say it's
way.
So slow to get through it. It's not even worth it.
I haven't had enough coffee for that this morning.
All right. Well, we'll let you have a pass on that. Got a guest on the phone I want to bring in this morning. Craig Solberg joins us this morning from the weather offices of Freeze Notice. Craig, good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Thanks for spending some time with us here this morning.
My pleasure.
Changing the weather, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty unusual. We are going to be seeing some frost around our listening area. For tonight, probably getting down to about 34, maybe some low-lying areas getting down to as low as 32. Again, it is going to be a situation, though, that even if the temperature at shelter level, which is well above the ground surface, is only 34, right at the surface of the ground, we are probably going to be seeing some frost. So if you have some flowers or some tender vegetation that you'd like to stay alive here for a few more days, might want to bring it in tonight. We are probably going to be seeing some frost around much of our listening area.
We're a long way away from a freeze yet, though.
Yeah, I really don't think that in our area we are looking at any sort of a killing freeze. But up in northern Iowa, it's going to be a different story. Northern Iowa, say about the northern one quarter of the state, maybe north of Highway 20, and then points northward from there, they are probably going to be seeing temperatures getting below the freezing mark. Say a place like Fort Dodge getting down to around 32. I'd look for about 28 at Spencer, a 29 at Estherville, maybe a 29 at Mason City. A lot of Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, getting below 32. So for those areas, freeze warnings are in effect, and with good reason. I would fully expect that most of that area will be getting to 32 degrees or lower for tonight.
Boy, you don't sound like much fun at all.
Yeah, especially when you consider that this is really early for this time of year. Getting to 32 degrees or lower for a place like Mason City, assuming that they make it tonight, that's going to be about 17 to 18 days earlier than normal. So that is probably going to be setting some record lows in that area, and certainly not the earliest freeze ever, but certainly something that is very, very unusual given the time of year that it is.
No kidding. Boy, I don't suffer from seasonal allergies myself, but so I don't keep up on all the details about that, but will the possibility of a frost, will that help those folks?
Well, you'd certainly think so, that you are going to be seeing some of the pollen-producing weeds and plants getting killed off, so that would certainly help to some degree. Not sure, though, if temperature is going to be getting cold enough to really alleviate all of that problem, and maybe a good rainfall event in that area would certainly help as well. We have a little bit of rainfall here this morning in southern portion of Iowa. Probably the best rainfall chances in the Midwest are coming up for about Sunday through Tuesday of next week, which might overall be one of the better rainfall events that the entire Midwest has seen in quite a while. Does not look to be the start of an overall wet weather pattern, though. Probably that rainfall event for Sunday through Tuesday is going to be followed by dry weather on Wednesday. and that could be dry weather on Wednesday. That is the start of a fairly dry weather pattern for the latter portion of this month of September and probably into the early portion of October as well. So overall, I think that other than this frost that we're going to be seeing in the near term, the forecast overall is pretty favorable for crop dry down and early harvesting activities across a lot of the Midwest.
Well, I know you just made a lot of folks happy. You know, we've had our fair share of rain in this part of the state anyway this summer. Of course, that hasn't been the case for everybody around Iowa.
Absolutely not. It's really been the southwestern portion of Iowa and nearby areas to the southwest that has done so much better on rainfall this summer than areas just to our northeast and east. Probably the worst area overall this summer has been the central portion of Illinois. Some of that area saw decent rain this past weekend, but before that, a lot of central Illinois had not seen a good rain since the very end of June, so they almost went more than 2 months without seeing a good rain, and we're probably going to be seeing corn and soybean yields impacted directly because of that drought in that area.
Has it been pretty spotty around the Midwest this year?
As far as rainfall is concerned, it really has been very spotty, really ever since the end of June. The month of June was pretty wet across a lot of the Midwest, and of course, if anything, we had problems with too much rainfall in May, but then the rainfall became much more spotty in July and August. People can remember back to July when we saw the incredible amounts of heavy rain that fell in places like Dubuque and Chicago, but one did not have to go very far from those areas at all to see very limited rains at all. And that's really continued to be the case in August as well, where we saw some nice rains here, but off to our north and northeast, places like Mason City did not see that much rainfall at all during the month of August. So it really was a very spotty, especially July and August time frame across the Midwest, and it was enough to produce a summer of 2011 that probably for the most part will go down into the record books as drier than normal for the bulk of the major corn and soybean growing areas of the nation.
You'd have a hard time convincing folks around here of that. Drier than normal. Hey, I want to ask you though, what about the conditions out there too? We had a few weeks ago folks down by around like Villisca, Stanton, some of those parts down in far southwest Iowa had some issues with the high winds and hail knocking over stands of corn out in the fields. Have we gotten through that across the state of Iowa for the most part, or is it just scattered?
Well, I tell you what, the thing I'd be most worried about in the near term is this rainfall event coming up for Sunday through Tuesday that has some potential of having some severe weather with it. I think I would be more worried about it if the maps that I looked at from yesterday were to verify rather than today. I think that the severe weather threat is more limited in today's outlook, but there could be some severe weather around a portion of the Midwest with that system for Sunday through Tuesday, and of course, when you got crops that are in the dry down stage and just ready to be harvested, I cannot really think of any worse time of year than to have those crops be impacted by a windstorm or a hailstorm. Overall, as far as the type of damage that we have seen so far this summer, I really don't think that it's really been any worse with regards to hail damage or wind damage than really we have seen in any other summer. Every summer you see areas of the Midwest that are really impacted hard by winds and or hail, while other areas don't get hit at all, and really that's been the case for the summer of 2011 as well.
Yeah, I think that's always going to be pretty spotty for the most part. Talk a little bit about the change now as we move from season to season. It seems like everything is, isn't extreme anymore. We don't seem to get a gradual change from one season to the next. It's like overnight it changes just drastically. Do you see any kind of a pattern coming up as we kind of move toward fall?
Well, I think that the pattern may continue to be rather extreme in nature. We've got this cold weather in the near term, but actually we're going to be warming up very quickly and quite nicely as we head towards the middle of next week and beyond. It looks like especially the September 22nd through the 25th time frame could be exceptionally warm, especially in our area and points to the west and northwest. We probably will be seeing highs well into the 80s once again during that time frame. So this cool down that we're seeing right now is a pretty quick one, a pretty brief one, and also is not indicative of overall what should be a pretty warm late September and probably the first portion of October as well.
Really? So we shouldn't rotate the clothing yet. Don't pull the short sleeves out of the closet.
Not just yet. Wouldn't put away the patio furniture yet. Don't put away those Bermuda shorts yet either. I think that we're all going to need them before the end of the month.
I got plenty of stuff in the freezer left to grill this year, so I'm glad to hear that.
Should be some awesome grilling weather later on next week. Absolutely.
Good. I know you guys like to play it pretty close to the vest and not look too far out, but have there been any models put out yet about what the early part of the winter season might look like this year? Would it be colder than normal, heavier than normal with snow, or are there any guesses out there right now?
The wintertime coming up looks like it's going to be one that is once again going to be dominated by a La Nina event, and typically when you have La Nina events present, It is the northwestern half of the nation that typically sees the worst of the cold weather in the wintertime. The southeastern half sees the best warmth, all of that, of course, with respect to normal. And in most La Nina winters, it's just a matter of determining the dividing line between that cold in the northwest and the warmth in the southeast. Overall, I think that the cold weather line probably a little bit further southeast than in a lot of La Nina years. So overall, I'd have to kind of go for a cooler than normal winter here in the Atlantic area and probably above normal snowfall as well. Well, you know, let's face it, though, you know, if we see above normal precipitation in the Midwest for this winter, I don't think that a lot of people are going to be real disappointed about it. Maybe not so much in our area where it is, you know, pretty wet right now, but a lot of the Midwest is really in some moderate to at places severe drought right now. So I think that overall a lot of places would just as soon have above normal amounts of precipitation for the coming wintertime period.
Well, since the Corps of Engineers kind of screwed up the Missouri River so bad, too, I'm pretty certain that folks don't want to see heavier than normal snow up in those feeder areas.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's not have that above normal snowfall once again fall in the northern Rockies and up into the western portion of the northern plains where, you know, they had an incredible amount of moisture back in March on top of record amounts of snowfall during the winter. So it just obviously it created the worst of all situations. So absolutely, let's keep the big snows away from that area for the winter coming up.
Yeah, could use a break there. Great. Craig, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
You bet. My pleasure.
Appreciate your time and expertise. Craig Solberg from the Freeze Notice Weather Office joining us here a little bit this morning. Yeah, aren't there times you wish you were a bird or a fish so that the Corps of Engineers would take care of you? They certainly don't take care of people, do they? Or farmland, for that matter. I'll turn things back over to Brett. That's my political commentary this morning.
All right.
I think most folks are agreeing with me anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Brett wants to tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
All right. One of the best ways to add value to your home is an investment you may need to make on your bathroom areas. Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries Kohler, Sterling, Lasco, Musty, Delta, and many other lines of quality fixtures and faucets for you to choose from that we discount, and we discount all of these lines every day from 15 to 25% off regular list prices. With all the experience that we have had over the past 93 years, our customers know that we deliver quality, fast, competitive results in our installations. If you are thinking of a remodel, make Camlin Plumbing and Heating your first stop to start your new dream room. In Atlantic, call 243-1512, or in Harlan, call 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It says, "Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail."
He, a guy that was wearing the, red-white-striped shirt?
Yeah,
with a goofy little... That's a different guy. Yeah. Brett, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks
Appreciate it very much. You bet. And again, my thanks to Craig Solberg, the Freeze Notice meteorologist, for spending a little time with us and sharing about what we can expect here down the road about that one topic we all talk about, the weather. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.